evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 9th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
The use of derogatory language, you know, by our political leaders is really an unfortunate development because it incites violence. It mobilizes supporters of the different factions, the different political parties to actually fight against each other, and it must not be condoned. It is bad.
Ndikati zvinhu zvinoshamisa zvashamisa vanhu vazhinji nekuti vamugabe hachisi chinhu chavagari vanyanyoiti vanotuka vemakurukota avo pazere vanhu zvinhu zvinotarisa kuva zvinoitwa mumamiting mavo mukabhineti kana kupolitibro.
Jonathan lomunangagwa makuyi kuti vevhele vegijima lomujaho vengaplananga kuti kungadilika lumgonqo sizokufakani havaveizvula lavo. Mina ngikhangelele ukuthi njengoba lokhu sokwenzekele kanje bona bevele bekuphelele ukuthi sizenza kanje. And umcabango wami into engiyesabayo kodwa esikhathini engibona ngani yezo-resolva i-issue yeZimbabwe.
Once again, thanks for joining us and listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about factionalism in ZANU-PF.
President Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF's Secretary for Administration, Titi Masimutasa, took a swipe at Information Minister Jonathan Moyo in stinging remarks that have shocked the nation. The two have referred to Moyo as a weevil and devil incarnate, causing factionalism in the party.
But some political analysts say the friction in the party has been caused by disputes over President Robert Mugabe's unclear succession plan. That Mr. Mugabe has aged has also not heightening concern.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. Those with access to the internet, you can check your screens right now for that number.
Bonguka Gibbs nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa mapisha-pisha ari kuitika muZANU-PF. Veruzhinji vangada kuziva kuti musangano uyu wakatarisana neCongress inoitwa papera makore mashanu. Congress ndiyo inozosarudza vatungamiri vatsva. Kazhinji kana pakuda kuchiitwa Congress, muZANU-PF inenge iri bata murefu bata mupfupi. Unorangarira zvakamboitika muna 2004 pakazoitwa iyo Locho Declaration. Yanga ina vana Moyo vamunangagwa nevamwe vaiti vanga vasingadi kuti Mai Mujuru vatore chigaro chekuva mutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika uye mutungamiri webato panguva iyo. Tinoona kuti zvinoitikawo mapato akawanda kuti kana poitwa Congress hapabude chakanaka, asi vamwe vari kuti mashoko acho anenge azoshandiswa apa vakuru ava vanenge vadzikisa gejo.
Ye, kunjalo ke Blessing, xa ungabiza umuntu uti uyiweevil like impehlani ngesintu ngokwisibungulo kana mbele okungena munjini fike kudle kwampana wena tembele ukuthi ngodla umumbu yikho manje ukudla umumbu kuqede two blessing. So ngokukhuluma kwakhe ke umnumongameli Mugabe uthi uJonathan Moyo ungane uyikhona kokwisibungu kodwa ke vele kungani kuyasinda ukuthi abize enye indoda athi isibungu. So kutsho ukuthi kukhona ngabe kukhona sifuna ukuzeka uthi uZulu uthini ngalokhu. Ye, masi sikhangeleke izulu kandaba njengoba uBlessing esitsho kwanyangazani kuyahlupha khona ngale ke kuZANU-PF. Abanye sebephinda futhi besithi nxa kukuthi kulokulwisana kunjalo ngcono kudingwe igama tox abanye abantu baphoyizenwe kwezethi kuhambe njalo kwezethi lokhu ngoku-elementa phela ukuthi abantu basuke. Kodwa ke umba ngazo nxa sunjalo mfowethu kungani uyasinda ke sibe sikhumbula nje kudala lapha ngo-2004 Blessing icholocho declaration ungani yosebuye xathuxathu sibini ngoba siyakwazi ke umnumzana uJonathan Moyo ungazani ukuhambelana ke lo mnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa bese kubuya ke uJoyce Mjuru ungani ungale kwangkhona so ngazani ikho kulwisana phela isikhundla ikho ngani kuyabangona.
Of course, for starters, President Robert Mugabe, who is the ZANU-PF leader and also the president of the country, is 90 years old, and his ruling ZANU-PF party has crucial elections scheduled for December, and they are alleged to be two factions in the party, one led by Justice Minister Emerson Mnangagwa and the other led by Vice President Joyce Mujuru. But the two have previously refuted allegations that they are leading factions within the party. But President Mugabe himself has come out and he denounced previously what he called factionalism within his party, saying that he is the president and there is no vacancy.
That's right. And he has said that those two should not look at themselves as the people that are going to take over from him. So there are many people in ZANU-PF who can actually take over from him as president and first secretary of the party. We know that, Blessing, the first secretary of the party becomes the president. And the president becomes the first secretary of the party. So at the end of the day, this is a lucrative kind of post. If you get it in ZANU-PF, you are guaranteed of becoming a president. And the Congress that is coming, we are sure somebody is going to land it. But indications are that most probably they may return President Mugabe.
Indeed. Yes. Province is led by, of course, his own Mashonaland West province. He has already endorsed him. So has the Affirmative Action Group. They've already said they are going to endorse him.
Very exciting interesting times. Yeah, very interesting times. Yeah.
And I think we have our first guest, Gibbs. First, we have Mr. Clifford Mashiri. Mr. Mashiri is based in the UK and is an international relations expert. Mr. Mashiri, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we also have political analyst who works with Habakkuk Trust, Dumisani Nkomo. Mr. Nkomo, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Now, let's start with you, Mr. Nkomo. You are right on the ground there and seeing issues happening around you in terms of this kind of, you know, political process in ZANU-PF. That's what I would prefer to call it. But at the end of the day, what is really happening? What can you tell us?
Yeah, I think there are two things at play here. It's the internal factionalism within ZANU-PF and the battle to occupy strategic positions within the party as well. If you remember earlier on in the year, it appeared that the Mujuru faction, actually last year, it appeared that it was stronger because it was winning most of the ZANU-PF provincial elections. And from this year, it appeared that the Mnangagwa faction had the upper hand because of the of all the scandals in the parastatals, which apparently involved figures in the Mujuru faction. So now the pendulum seems to be swinging again, and this is an indication that there is an intensification in terms of the power struggle within ZANU-PF. There is the repositioning. You know, there's obviously the force of the national chairman and the second vice presidency, which are at the stake. I don't see President Mugabe being challenged for the as a president and first secretary. But the, you know, those are two very strategic positions. You know, the second vice president and the national chairmanship. So really, the factions are positioning, and now they're beginning to attack each other even in the open at the factional level. But I think also the President Mugabe as well is keen on not having any faction being too strong. And the Mnangagwa faction was getting too strong. And as you know, they're almost in control of the media. So he wasn't really, you know, pleased about that. It's always about weakening a strong faction and strengthening a weak faction and then maintaining the balance of power and always being relevant. Once you once the factionalism he then becomes irrelevant.
Let's come to you, Mr. Mashiri. What do you make of these attacks? Does this come as a surprise at all?
No, it doesn't come as a surprise. Mugabe is also showing a very major weakness here, a weakness to address the succession issue. and he is actually showing his vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
Here we find a president of a party, you know, choosing to criticize his appointee, Jonathan Moyo, in public,
mm-hmm.
in which Jonathan Moyo does not have, you know, the chance to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be surprised I'm speaking like this. I don't hold any brief for Mr. Moyo, but we should also appreciate that if Mr. Mugabe was in a very strong control of his party and was not nervous about the succession issue, he would have addressed this matter probably in a more professional and probably more wiser way. A wiser way whereby, for instance, he would have addressed the corruption that was exposed by the media. Of course, we know it has been on partisan lines that it has been alleged that Jonathan Moyo's exposure of salary gate through the media was on a partisan basis or a fictional basis, rather, that he was allegedly targeting people who were supporting Mrs. Mujuru. So in short, we are saying here, Mugabe is showing his weakness of failing to rein in on corruption that was exposed. If it was just targeting the supporters of, you know, Mujuru, he should have said, yes, now you have identified those supporting Mujuru. Now I expose those supporting Mnangagwa. All of them, they should face the wrath of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Mugabe never did anything about it. As usual, Mugabe likes to go and criticize his ministers or whoever he has appointed as a way of trying to show that, you know, he is aware of the problems. But again, he'll be exposing that he has no clue. He has no solution. He's paranoid. And the paranoia means he is afraid and afraid of everyone around him. So they are showing a major weakness of leadership. Unfortunately, it doesn't augur well for the country.
Mm-hmm.
There is a risk of Zimbabwe descending to become like what is happening in Libya now, with all these faction leaders and some commanders, Air Force, whatever, fighting and, you know, just chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
There is that risk.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mashiri, and do stay on the line. We'll come back to you. Erika Itori, Mutorero, Kutanga, Mkoma, Mchade, Makadi.
Ripo, Makadi, Kukua, Plenu.
Aiwa, indi ripo, Swangu. Murugu, wana se, Irumuda, Riroi?
Muchindau, mune isu, rino shandi iswa, rino te hai. Rino te kwanze hai. Izwi guru iri rinoshandiswa ngevantu vakuru vechiti no kana mukaona mukuru oti hai izwai changu chironzo chega ndicho chakanaka muyeye mukazonasa kuningirisisa unonga asikadi kuonwe chakashata chaanonga echiita saka apa tichibudise chironzo ichi muchindau kana kuti tichibudise chinangwa ichi chekuti izwai changu chironzo munhu mukuru uyu mupati mwake ndiye honzeri huru chaizvo mukanyasa kuzvitarisisa ungakomba chikunwe kunana vanana Jonathan Moyo ava asi andivopi vaonze pati andivopi vashaishe pati paari kushaishira mukuru ndipekusada kudzorora kuda kufire pachituro ndopane dambudziko guru ipapo dai aiita zviro zvake mujekerere vechigara vechiziva kuti ramangwani repati rinenge rakadai 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 padai pasina makwikwi eshe nemafakishoni aadai asiripopi saka dambudziko guru nderekuti haadi kuti asarudze munhu unozomutsiva zviri pachera kuti vanhu vagare vechiziva kuti uyu ndiye watosarudzwa uyu vaone kuti voenda semberi nemusangano ndosaka muchienda kuona kuti matambudziko avanawo pari zvino zvemupati mwavo ngeekutori kuidzana havachina basa nevanhu vari kurarama vari mukati mwenyika
aiwa
ndo maonero ndiri kuita iwayo
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma muchadei nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndinondabonga
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru hanzi ukaona gudo ratotama hobi seva kuti mvumbi wabvira kure
now you are dribbling me here, blessing. I think you are literally dribbling me. What does he say?
No, basically, he's saying once things begin to image like this and you know, these and characteristic comments, it shows that something is simmering within the party. And now, you know, things are coming out in the open. But he says the major problem is that Mr. Mugabe does not want to say when he is leaving office or to say who is going to succeed him. So he says that is always going to cause friction within ZANU-PF.
Aha, tina sitale kuti ye kukona ongane kuchaya manza mnyama. Kono kena tu kuluma ngako ngase ngubisela, kukona ongane kuchaya manza mnyama. Meaning, there's something that is there, but you can feel it. But you can actually see things happening. So, literally, that's what it means. Nganga buya kwe baba Nkomo, ulokusa kone kwen?
Kone kwen,
Maska ngela utaba lolu baba Nkomo, singati gambe umonga meli Robert Mugabe lapa, angabe chainja efitlo mpini na?
Ya, mbona zani ogunye nje, ya bekangelele uti achenje le ifashin le inye gamunga wakati kainja nsipo nile. Uti ay, ina unye loke bambinda ambo. I'm looking at the message with the eyes, is one in. Look in corner, anger story. You have only wins, I hope. One is prepared and I think I think. Or the line look in corner, I'm still in control, I'm still in charge. Bonazan is a mutti and a hand is only on a low on Jalo. I couldn't enjoy Jonathan Moyo. But I was fetching you on Kenjaga, Ramnanbak, over here kind of any pretty lower case.
Ye kodwa nxa sukhangele akuthi ukuthi yena kade vele ekhangela kumnanga kwaye ehe
kodwa nxa sukhangela nje last year engene iqinile inga kamjuru ngoba ye ngani ayina ama province amaningi ama province la elections ze ZANU-PF wathi kusibe le ndaba le yokuthwala kwama salaries isikandla sama salaries ngani le ramnanga kwesi iqina njalo wakhala njalo si controller le state media so kwaso ngani siqine kakhulu. So, one of them was a mutant, so I is one of your fans. Lami, I'm still in charge. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Hayi siyakuzwa ke khonapho ke mnumzana Nkomo ubambe ungayikatshana what Mr. Nkomo was saying is that the Mnangagwa faction appeared to be, you know, becoming strong or too strong. So Mr. Mugabe here was actually exercising his right to have that power to say, you boys, you're trying to spoil a lot of things. So he was weighing in to say, I'm still there, according to Nkomo.
Indeed. Regatiende kunimwe mutereri Mkoma Sam makadi. Aiwa isu tiriponya iri mudari roma inzwa iyi nde bata murefu bata mpfupi iri muZANU-PF iyi muri kuona se
ya ai baba ndino dzazi kovai boi kampinja kuchaibona kuti nyairipo ndiye kuti ivo sekuru havachadi kuti babi pachigaro unoona mangwiro kana akatungamira achienda kumunda haridi kuona kamwana kachidi kachimanya kanorwa nembama mani kubva kanzi iwo uri kuisa ine mbiri teera kwayo kusure kwangu so hanzi ivo ari kuti ivo teverai zvandiri kuita inini ndozvamunofanira kuita asi chokwadi chaio chai chari kutiwa kuti chokwadi chaakubuda manje kuti mubato muri kuita zvakati zvakati matungamiriro avo ari kutungamirira zvakadai zvakadai ndozvava kutya manje
Saka nya pizza zvenyu
chokwadi chaiva vakuchia kuti ivo vafukurwa hapwa manje kuti mahapwa mutichiona kuti mune chii chaimo
saka inopera sei nyaya iyi pangagadziriswe sei iwo mapishapisha ari mubato aya
munoda ava Mukoma vanotofanira kutamba wakaringanzira nekuti kana zvatotaurwa paruzhinji soka kufa watopfumurwa kana wapfumurwa uyu uchafamba kivo kunzi mudhara wangu afumurwa kumubato saka papa asina kushanda zvakanaka ipapo
haiwa tinotenda zvedu Mukoma Sam nekupinda muchirongwa
chedu Mukoma wangu
tinotenda Gibbs
yes lo mnumzana ke uLiberty osegweru lapha ke blessing sike sizwe mnumzana Liberty ungayitshona njani
Yeah,
I'm going to go to the house.
I'm going to go to Kaya kwere kuka asenga hapa.
Ukuphi indawo khona phe kwere?
Ya mina ngifikanyelwa kwere emishini.
Ah uboni ke nomzana le party ye posela ku baba. Nantu dawe kutweni.
Ya, ngibona hayi le ndaba leyi ilihlupho kakhulu ukuthi ngivele hayi sande ngisele.
Ujongani mnumzana?
Ya, ngoba ngabona intercepto sokuphuma kanye kahle so hayi shumizi hayi sokukuthi.
Pho ke ubona zani kuya ngaphi lokhu nxa usukhangela sibi?
Ya lokho sokuthi abaphethe ngoba oyena ngokudala akakhanya kafuna ukusuka esihlalweni.
Mhm. Ma usithi sokubusiya emaphethelweni manje uJohn ye.
Ya. Khasi sokuthi abaphethelweni lokho sokuba abantu sebefuna ukuphuma egcekeni bekhulume okwenzakalayo kuliqhelisa.
Mhm. Okunjengakuphi?
Ya, ngibona wami nje ukuthi abantu sebefuna ukuphuma egcekeni bekhululeke.
Ye so uthi ukuthi kodwa ubona zana umdala lapho zaphuma ngo December ku Congress.
Ya lapho ukuzaphuma vele ikhoko nokho kusplitana.
So uthi ukuthi ibandlela zana liyadabukana phakathi umbono wakho?
Ya umbono wami kunjalo.
Aha kuba sokusenzakalani ke mnumzana? Kuba sokuhamba njani? Kule njani? Ekokotayo.
Ndibhoki.
Ye, ubhoki kwazani. Ubhoki seluma ifoni. So, so unfortunately, I think the dog snatched the phone. So, at the end of the day,
we hope you will be able to retrieve it.
Yes.
Let me come back to you, Mr. Mashiri. Are you still on the line?
Yes, sir, I am.
Now, Mr. Mashiri, as they say, in Igbo language, if a leopard wants to eat its young ones, it will first accuse them of smelling like goats. Now, this attack on Professor Jonathan Moy, what has prompted it?
I think the fact that Mr. Mugabe is becoming paranoid, as we are saying, is realizing also, you know, that a lot has been exposed that needs to be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it's on faction lines.
Mm-hmm.
It's along faction lines, and he has prolonged this problem of succession for a very, very long time. He has procrastinated on solving it up to now. And as has been indicated by the other speakers here, he is also realizing that, yes, the Mnangagwa faction appears, you know, to be having an upper hand, particularly from what Jonathan Moyo is doing. He's exposing more the weaknesses of one side, whilst those of the Mnangagwa faction are, you know, going unsaid and so on. And it's also showing the weakness of Mugabe himself in having appointed Jonathan Moyo, who is a major member, we could say, or a sympathizer with the Mnangagwa faction. So it's a weakness in the sense that he was putting him in charge of the media, which media Jonathan Moyo has put it to its proper use in inverted commas. He has used it to the best, to maximum effect for, you know, for the benefit of Mnangagwa. Everyone can see it happening. Mm-hmm. So Mugabe has been exposed. Unfortunately, he is becoming very nervous, and the talk or the fears of a coup, you know, they are building up in Zimbabwe. The media is reporting here, you know, government has taken unprecedented steps, you know, of declaring Zim Papers and Star FM protected areas. You can imagine newspapers declared the protected areas. I can't believe it.
Thank you, Mr. Mashiri. Gibson.
Yeah, so I've always watched these animal documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you watch, let's say, a troop of baboons going to fetch some, pick up some fruits from a tree, you know what happens?
Mm.
They usually toss kids,
mm-hmm.
no, their kids at a certain kind of tree where they want to pick those edible kind of, you know, fruits. When those kids are stung, you know what happens?
Yeah.
They will never go to that tree. So maybe here, Mr. Mugabe doesn't want to go straight. Maybe that's why he tossed each other into this kind of situation. So, Mr. Baron. Mr. Baron, good evening and welcome to the program.
How are you, sir?
We are very fine. How are you?
I'm okay.
Where are you in South Africa?
Jamestown.
How is Jamestown?
This thing is cold, you know.
And I guess you've been following what is happening back home. Tell us, what do you think? What do you think?
You know what? The problem I have discovered, when Jonathan Moyo was the minister in 2005, the policies he implemented, when he became independent, when he was fired, he discovered the problem with those policies. Now he's trying to put things straight, just in case. But then now, the policies of the ZANU-PF, they don't like that thing. Yeah. So they said that's why they are the Jonathan Moyo, both is a Masekezolo. He doesn't know much. He's exposing them. And there's corruption. Most of the senior ministers, there's corruption, but long back they said they are going to name all and some all those. But both of those big fish, they are corrupt, and the president has got the secrets with those ones. He can't expose them. Both they will expose him back. Now they're telling you that Jonathan Moyo is a scapegoat. So it's very unfortunate.
So
democracy is a problem.
So how do you think this issue is going to play out in the media within the next few days, especially the state-controlled media?
You know, the state-controlled ZANU-PF wanted to be their mouthpiece. But Jonathan Moyo was trying to make it as a national media for everyone, is a platform for everyone to express his views. They don't want that thing. But the only big mistake, I think, Jonathan Moyo is a professor by education. Some of those guys, they are not much educated. So Jonathan Moyo is, yes, they can expose you, but you've got tactics. You know how to survive.
So do you think he's going to survive this time around, or he should look for another job?
You can't look for another job. You survive, but the only thing they want to expose him, they want to turn him into a scapegoat, which is not good. They have discussed those things indoors. Then after discussing indoors, they will tell Jonathan their side of the story, and you tell them your side of the story. Then they don't have to start publishing outside people before they discuss it in house. That's the problem.
Thank you very much for those words, Mr. Baron, and please come back again, eh? Thank you.
Of course, in February, similar remarks were said by Vice President Mujuru, said to be leading another ZANU-PF faction. She was addressing women, and this is what she had to say. Ditere madzimai, inyaya yatiri kutaura iye uori, wema parastatus muchenjere kuti ndeimwe nzira yakaunzwa nevanhu varikuda kupwanya nyika ino iyi. Please listen to me, ladies, regarding reports about corruption in parastatals. Be careful. It's another tactic being used by those keen to destroy the country. And she went further, Gibbs, to castigate, you know, some say it was a thinly veiled attack on Moyo. He said, regai kuzoti vanhu vacho havasi veZANU-PF. Aiwa, zvinonzi kana usingagone kumukira munhu unomujoina, worova uchibva mukati make. Saka muchenjere, do not say these people are not ZANU-PF. It is said that if you cannot defeat them, join them and attack them from within. So be careful. It appears Mr. Mugabe was reading from the same script. Mr. Mashiri and Mr. Nkomo, please do stay on the line. We'll just take a very brief break, and we'll be back with you. And we also have a caller, Gibbs. Crispin. Mkoma Crispin, Rambaye Maka Bata, Senyuparunare. And for our radio listeners, please just log in and go to www.voazimbabwe.com. We are streaming live, and click on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stupid.
The Voice of America.